听力课堂，听 class.com。
Exercise 1.8, Lecture 1.
Can a new language be learnt in 6 weeks, as some courses promise? Learning a language is not an easy task, though the reason why it is so difficult cannot be explained without an understanding of how human language is acquired. And unfortunately, no one knows exactly how it is done. Linguists have many theories, but it is still a mystery, and one that may never be fully solved. Since hard and fast facts about first language acquisition are in short supply, it is not surprising to find that there are numerous competing theories on how best to learn a second or third language. One thing is certain, though, it doesn't happen overnight. Or does it? One theory that has been promoted for some years now is that of subliminal language learning, taking words into your mind while not consciously aware of them. Play a cassette tape of words and phrases you wish to learn while you're asleep, or perhaps while driving a car. It doesn't matter if you listen to them or not, or even if the words are within your normal range of hearing. Your brain will hear the words and store them deep within your mind, ready for easier extraction when you practice certain exercises containing those words and phrases. The argument goes like this. When you learnt your own language, you had been spoken to and were constantly exposed to words in that language from the day you were born, and possibly even before you were born. Yes, babies react to words spoken to them inside the mother's womb. This constant exposure ensured that the words were already planted in your mind before you actually learnt them. The subliminal method, then, is based on similar principles. Even having the TV or radio on all day in another language serves the same purpose. But best results come from playing tapes with specially selected words and phrases over and over again. Recent surveys seem to indicate that early success in learning a foreign language requires at least two other conditions to be met. First of all, the range of vocabulary you need to learn should be restricted. It has been known for decades now that most of what one needs to say every day in the English language can be effectively communicated with a vocabulary of just 760 words. Secondly, the practice you do needs to focus on manipulations of those very same words. When starting to learn a language, reading the newspaper in that language is largely a waste of time. There are far too many new words to learn. Later, of course, reading all kinds of material in the new language is essential. Remember that learning a language is something you have already managed. All of us are constantly, if not always consciously, engaged in increasing the knowledge of our own language, and the language itself is changing slowly every day. Language learning is a part of everyone's daily life. The only real problem with most quick-fix language learning solutions is that they do not take into account one vital difference between the learning of one's first language and the learning of other languages. And that is, people who speak different languages actually think in very different ways. No wonder students are suspicious of 6-week courses that promise the earth.